And so humankind was about to face its greatest trial. In the last year of the 20th century, the massive media from outer space slammed into the continent of Antarctica. The continent's ice cap was melted almost instantaneously. The water level of the oceans increased dramatically. The Earth was thrown off its axis, and new, devastatingly abnormal weather patterns were spawned. The lives of all living things on the planet were threatened. Several thousand species of flora and fauna and half of the world's human population were lost in the immediate aftermath of the disaster.
Huh?
That was the so-called second impact. The survivors still had to live through the hell of worldwide economic collapse, ethnic conflicts, and civil wars. However, it has been 15 years since then. And in only 15 years, we have restored ourselves. This is certainly proof of the human race's resilience. But even more so, it is the fruit of the blood, sweat, and tears of father and mother who are dedicated to this cause.
Hey, sit down, you guys. We're still in class, you know. Sit down now.
Forget her. Come on.
Now cut that out.
Well, you know.
Hey, how did you get chosen?
Did you have to take a test?
Weren't you really scared?
What's the cockpit look like?
I'm not supposed to talk about classified stuff like that.
Hey, what's the name of that robot?
I don't know much, but everyone calls it Ava or Unit 1.
Ava? What's its ultimate attack mode?
Some kind of vibrating knife. An ultrasonic wave.
That's amazing. We are so proud of you.
And thus... Oh! That's all for the day.
Ikari, where do you live?
In the older part of the city.
Everybody stand up! Bow! Hey, you guys, can't you at least show some manners?